how many tickets you need?
You got some?
No.
No, I mean, I'll make do with what I get. Obviously, I'd love to have everybody support me, but, you know, at $800 a clip, that's just not feasible.
How does it feel to be coming home to play the biggest game of all?
It feels great. I mean, it's hard to find all the right words to describe it. You know, this is, you know, the culmination of a lot of people's careers. You know, when you get a chance to get to a Super Bowl, you have to enjoy it. You have to take it in because these opportunities don't come along very often. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have a couple in a short period of time, but, you know, getting to one is a big enough deal, and I get into the one that's in your hometown. I don't know how many times that's going to happen.
How long have you had it circled on your calendar?
I tried to put it out of my mind, you know, try to take, you know, every game as they come. But, you know, from the time it was announced, I was kind of like, you know, I mean, that would be awesome if I could get there. So, been looking at it for a long time.
When you were growing up there, did you ever go to Colts games? Did you go to
My first Colts game wasn't until I had a buddy named Tim Bowman who was playing against the Colts, actually, a couple, not even that too long ago. I didn't have a chance to get to a lot of Colts games, but but I was definitely a big Colts fan, especially when Peyton got there and they got on that big run. You know, growing up there, it wasn't a whole lot to cheer about. You know, Peyton came and he turned everything around. So but I was still a fan.
You have a ring from before. Does it feel like yours? I mean, does it feel like you earned it?
You know, the way I compare it is, I played on some good high school football teams too, and I won two state championships when I was in high school. One as a sophomore and then one as a junior. And, you know, the one for my sophomore year, I mean, I was on the field and I contributed, you know, I did a decent amount, but I wasn't a starter. Now, the one for my junior year, you know, I was starting on both sides of the ball and, you know, it was like, you know, my friends who were all involved. So I kind of feel like this one will kind of be more like that one. If we go out there and we get a win, you know, I still appreciate the opportunity. I know it was a big part of that last team that won one, but this is the one that I'm looking, you know, I'll remember more.
Do you feel like the transition to this position has gone as smoothly as you'd hoped?
It's which position? I've obviously done a lot, but I think the difference this year, I mean, obviously I'm a little older than I was when I made the switch the first time, but this was what I was asked to do before I signed my contract to come back here. You know, they said, you know, we have these guys, you know, this is the role that we see you in, and I accepted it. So there was no wavering in my mind about what I was going to be doing, so that, I think, made it a lot easier. Oh, it's, I mean, that's the majority of their offense. I think, you know, they obviously have talented players at receiver as well. But, you know, when you look at what their tight ends do, I mean, they're asked to do a lot and they produce. So that's going to be a key factor for us, is making sure that we get those stops.
Since they've gotten going with that rhythm of throwing to them, there really hasn't been a team that's figured out how to shut them down. How confident are you guys that you can figure that out in the next 10 days?
Very confident. I mean, we've been in this exact position before, not only, you know, going back to years before, but during this season. I mean, there are teams that had, you know, unbelievable players at different positions, and we didn't match up very well, but we found a way to get the job done. And so for us, the bottom line is, if we believe in the game plan and we trust everybody out there on the field, we can do what we need to do.
So much is made of Brady and their tight ends, and the offensive line is almost ignored. Are they any good?
They're obviously effective. We just had a conversation today about, you know, Hall of Famers and, you know, how an offensive lineman gets put into the Hall of Fame. A lot of times it has to do with the chemistry of the guys and the people around them. When you're playing on a good team, you get noticed probably more so than you know, when you're playing on a poor team. So whatever they are individually, they come together as a group and they get the job done. So that's what we have to attack.
You have a lot of big personalities on your defense and in your group. You're not quite at that level, I don't think. Maybe privately. Are you comfortable, though, with that role?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everybody plays their own role. Everybody does, I think, you know, the personalities that you see, I mean, that's how guys are. You know, on and off the field, that's kind of how they are. So, you know, everybody kind of fits in. We mix together well as a group. So, you know, I'm not going to be anything that I'm not. I'm just going to be myself.
What is the key to getting to Brady? You know they're going to really take a concerted effort to protect him as best they can. How confident this team can, and what's the key to doing?
We can rush. You know, we can rush with any, you know, all the best pass rushing groups out there. We know that, and we feel like we're going to get there. Now, in the past couple weeks, if you look at the coverage that we've been getting from those guys in the back row, I mean, it's been locked down. And when a quarterback has to go from his first, second to his third option, that's when it's on us. You know, so we expect that same kind of coverage, and we know that, you know, with our pass rush, we'll get there.
What? How would you rate how you did the first time against them? He wasn't hit tremendously.
No, he wasn't hit tremendously. I mean, we got the win, and that was, you know, that's always where our goal is. So, you know, obviously they've been on a roll. We've had some ups and downs, but, you know, this is one game. This is it. This is all anybody has to play for, so we're just going to prepare for that.
In the last 2 weeks, quarterbacks have run the ball. You know, the scrambles, things like that. The fact that he's in the pocket, and you know we're pretty much where he's going to be, why does that change the match?
You know, when you have a guy, you know, like a guy who can scramble and can hurt you, you do have to change up some of the things, some of the ways that you rush, the ways that you attack them. Maybe you can't do as many different moves as you would normally do for us. You know, when we get him in those passing down situations, you know, we know that we can just go after him. We can, you know, just try to get there as fast as you can without the extra worry about, okay, what if he scrambles and breaks for a long run? Now, that being said, you know, he's still a good enough athlete to do it if you give him that opportunity. So we still have to be technically sound, but we can, you know, focus more on getting to the spot that we know he's going to be in.
Would you say this is one of your more gratifying seasons given the lack of injuries, given the success of the program?
It's just been a big year for me, you know, having the opportunity to, you know, get my brother back out here to a number of games after his accident. My fiance and I are expecting a baby, you know, being back on the field after last year. I mean, a lot of things have happened. So it's just, you know, not just football-wise, but, you know, my life in general has taken a turn for the better.
How is your brother?
He's good. He's really good. I mean, I mean, it's always going to be a process because, you know, you break that many bones in your body, you're going to have to deal with it for the rest of your life. But if you just saw him and you didn't know him from being in an accident, you wouldn't assume that anything was wrong with him.
When's the baby due?
March 14th.
Boy or girl, you know yet?
It's a girl.
And a name?
Not yet. We're still throwing some things around. We got to come up with one. We said maybe she'll tell us when she comes out. But, you know.
For as well as the defense has played this year, it seems JPP has had one of those years that you just got. I mean, when you look at him, what do you say?
First off, I mean, he's an athlete. You know, I feel like he could probably do a number of things on the football field, but the position he's at, he definitely excels. And then just his understanding of what our defense is asking him to do. And then you put that with, you know, at a point in the season where people started to focus on him, how he adjusted to, you know, double teams and chips and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's definitely he's a real professional now.
In that game 4 years ago, obviously the pass rush was a significant factor. How do you think that rush affected Brady's performance in that Super Bowl?
It has to have an effect. Like, he has to have, you know, do some things to you as a quarterback. I just think, no matter what your job is, if there's somebody hitting you in the face every couple of, you know, minutes, you're going to be less effective. You know, and maybe, you know, he doesn't get rattled as much as a younger quarterback would because he's been in high pressure situations. But it's just it's impossible to ignore, you know, somebody like OC coming off the edge and you know, hitting you in the back of the head. You know, so you know, it had to have had an effect, and that's where we like it.
It's been said that defensive line guys are all competitive, and I think JPP was saying yesterday, if I have one, OC wants two. I mean, what's it like in those competitive?
It's probably the highest level of competition in sports, I think, you know, just because that is the way it is. We have a number of guys. When you look at the roster, you know, Dave Tolleson's a guy who came on and had a strong year and is playing very well. I mean, from top to bottom in that room, and we have guys who could be starting on other teams. So, you know, we're not just fighting for sacks, we're fighting for playing time as well, you know. So everybody wants to be the guy, but at the end of the day, it's all about the win, and I think that's what's also important.
How much does the neck injury still play in your head?
None, no. I mean, it was obviously a concern coming into the year, but, you know, after preseason, it was pushed to the back of my mind, and then, you know, at this point, it has no role.
You mentioned your high school championships. You had a big play to clinch that.
Oh, you saw that?
what would it mean to have a sort of a similar play in a Super
Bowl? I'm just focused on the win. Yeah, I mean, maybe an individual play here and there. I mean, that's something that you'll look back on at the end. But as long as I'm focused on just getting this win, because, I mean, that ring is the most important thing.